again? Crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena.
It's funny that they call it a label, isn't it?
What's that? Oh, yeah. Or a little house, record house.
I feel like house is like, because the label is, they're talking literally about the label on the record, aren't they?
Yeah, maybe we could do a Word Salad special on that.
I guess calling it a record distribution business
is a bit boring. It's a bit dry, yeah. Isn't it? What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about filibustering.
Filibustering.
Am I close enough to the mic?
Come a bit closer. Squirk, squirk, squirk.
Oh, hello. Didn't even make the big spring noise.
No.
Yeah, we're talking about filibustering, which has strange and confusing origins.
Okay.
Ooh.
First of all, what is it? What does it mean?
You tell me.
I don't know. That's why that's why I'm asking you. You're the expert.
I'm not an expert. I'm just a passionate amateur. Most things. It's basically describes any of a number of techniques used to stall proceedings in a house of government.
Okay.
So it's most popular in America because the American government system is cooked. And so they will
That's
basically...
That's the technical term. Just everybody write that one down.
Basically, the most common thing that filibuster is used to describe is when someone will speak on a proposed bill and they will keep talking until the session has to end. And
then the next time... God, I'm so glad there's a name for that because I've seen that. Sometimes you're just like, what? You've said it,
but the,
you know?
It's fancy stalling.
The really long ones have been... tens of hours.
Really?
Yeah, and people will then write a book and earn lots of money about how they really had to pee, but they didn't pee, and they wore comfy shoes for it. It's
just perverting the course of democracy. Cool story.
Yeah, and so there's various like back and forth over the rules of whether you can or can't filibuster, and it's like Democrats people say they should get rid of filibustering, but they use it to their advantage. Basically, the American electoral system is really broken.
So can I ask a question? Did interrupt? Like, could someone be like, hang on, you've talked for a long time, you need to stop?
No, not in America.
You're not allowed
In New Zealand, the speaker will just say, nah.
Yeah.
Stop talking, please. We need to do other stuff.
Do they have a gavel that they bang in the house? Is that a thing?
I don't think it's called a gavel. I think it has a different name, but we can look into
Special hammer thing that the speaker whacks. If anyone knows, please text it in. 5395. What's the name of the gavel, not gavel, that the speaker uses?
We do have them in New Zealand. It's a little bit different. So the kind of filibustering that happens in New Zealand is usually with people messing with the votes. So in August, am I allowed to talk about things New Zealand political parties do in this week?
I think so.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay. In August 2000, National and ACT delayed the voting for an employment relations bill. Oh. So they just voted really slowly.
So that's kind of filibustering.
And now this seems extremely disrespectful for me, but so they did this thing that is basically the New Zealand filibuster, is where you vote in Māori because you're legally entitled to do so. Obviously, it's a beautiful
awesome
taonga
and
it is an official language of New Zealand, but those need to be translated into English to count as votes, so it really slows down the voting process, and so it's used extremely cynically to slow down the vote process and push into different sessions. And,
oh, no.
Yeah, and so also in 2009, the Auckland local government, this also happened, and people did the thing where they voted in Māori, which... it makes me mad that you would do that just to mess with people.
The cynicism is absolutely stinko.
That's not what this segment's about, though. And they also put in kind of silly amendments, including trying to rename the Auckland Council Auckland Catch-A-Fire Council or the Rodney Hyde Memorial Council.
What? This feels also, like something that would happen in like a high school vote for your sports house or something.
Yeah.
I mean, politicians, they don't have real jobs. They are essentially like high school students. Bad people, all of them. But the origins of filibuster are really interesting. So basically, it seems, and this is kind of debated, to originally come from fliebote.
Ah, yes.
Or in English, fly boat.
Still confused.
Which is like a little boat. It's like a little boat with a big sail.
Okay.
And you use it for buccaneering.
What's buccaneering?
Ooh-er.
Piracy.
Okay.
Oh,
that's a bit Scottish. Yes. That went Scottish, not pirate.
So we start with flea boat, which is either Spanish or comes from the Dutch vreeboeter.
Mm-hmm.
And so this turns into the word freebooter, which you might have heard used to describe piracy. Freebooting.
Freebooting.
Ah. Yeah.
I've never heard that before, but I like it.
It's a good, it's a solid, very solid word for
bunch
piracy.
Bunch of bloody freebooters over here.
And so it basically, because it's about piracy mostly in like the West Indies, and there was like a big kind of like colonial power grab happening, it goes through a bunch of languages. So
wow.
Apparently the Spanish add the I, so going from flea boat to filibote.
Okay, I'm following.
And then the French add the S, because they obviously they don't say it. They're just like, could be fun, chuck an S in there, no one will even know.
I feel like that's very French.
Filibote.
Extremely, extremely French move, just to, you know, Derrida would be proud. And but of course, when the non-French speaking people, they were like, ah, buster. And they're like, oh, no, no, no. Boute.
Boute.
Yeah. And so it comes into American English to refer to basically like private war profiteers in Central America.
Oh my goodness.
Which are, that's basically what politicians do anyway. So so you're like a lawless military adventurer, you would describe as doing filibustering. Because
okay.
It's essentially, so first it means like piracy.
Yeah.
You're talking about the boats, then you're talking about the thing that people are doing, and then you're saying, well, these people are basically pirates who
on
are
the
doing
land.
Who are doing like these illegal profiteering wars in Central America. And then in the 1860s, it comes into use in the American legislature.
Right. So it's been around since then.
So how does it
doing that since then?
How does it make the jump though from, you know, people doing some dodgy stuff in warlording to being just a word that's used normally?
Well, so the idea is that you're essentially like taking over the floor of the house.
Okay.
So you are like kind of taking the like the proceedings of the house off the rails. You're taking over.
Yeah.
You're a pirate. You're filibustering because that's what pirates do.
You're doing it for a dodgy purpose, right? Like the goal there is not to speak about information that people want to hear. It's to delay a process.
I mean, it's
you're
it's
fluffing
dodgy
around.
In terms of. Yeah, in terms of legislative process. Oftentimes, it can be done to pass things that people may think are good or bad. Yes.
So I guess a little bit of the dodginess depends on how you view what it is they're filibustering around.
Yeah, I mean, they are all politicians doing it, though, so who can say? And so it goes from talking about the act to talking about the like the person. They're a filibusterer.
Filibusterer.
Yeah.
And so we can't do it in New Zealand, technically, but
someone will just stop you from doing it. And in America, if you like pause or you have to leave or whatever, they're like, all right, you're done.
Yeah, because so I was thinking, what if you have a drink of water? Can someone be like, all right, time up, that's enough?
It's an extremely like technical skill. It's like
This is so ridiculous, though. Imagine being like, we've got this thing that you can do, but it's so like, if you pause even for a second, we can cut you off. At what point would people start to be like, I think this might be a bit silly, guys. Maybe we should have a rethink on this old filibustering thing we've got here.
I mean, the difficulty is, and again, this is not the remit of the show. However, it's useful.
Where would we be without a tangent? To be honest.
It's useful because it means that you can stop bills being passed that you don't have a majority in the House to vote against. If you really care enough and you want to, like, cause a big fuss.
Super interesting.
Like, it's like the nuclear option, as it were.
I'm thinking through in my head what kind of bills I would probably filibuster for or against.
Telephone,
you know?
Bills, automobiles.
And I'm seeing how people would want to use it then, you know. I'm imagining in what, you know, scenario I would feel like I should talk for 10 hours straight in order to save the day. I don't think I'd be very good at it.
I quite like the idea that they practice at home.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's always interesting.
They're poor families.
If you ever want to go watch a video of someone doing a filibuster, always look at the shoes because it tells you It really tells you a lot about the person.
Do you think that...
Like, are they doing it in, like, big chunky feelers, looking like an e-girl? Are they wearing, like, heels?
Do you reckon they go into Parliament or in the morning and someone's wearing runners or comfy shoes, they're like, oh,
get ready, folks.
I mean...
this person.
Yeah, probably.
Mm. Well, thank you very much, Amelia Discreet. I've enjoyed...
From flyboat to politics.
From pirates to politicians. Same ballpark? Who knows? We haven't yet got a conclusive answer on what the name of the gavel in the house is, but Paul has, fun fact, said there is a big old mace in Parliament that they use for other purposes.
Oh, yeah, the ceremonial mace.
The ceremonial mace. Thanks, Amelia.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.